With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Kremlin warns that Washington's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S. missiles would stoke the war and escalate international tensions. Policy shift adds uncertainty as the war on Tuesday marks 1,000 days. Speaking at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Hamas is to blame for there not being a ceasefire.
Despite public claims to the contrary, Hamas has refused to engage on any of the numerous proposals put forward in the past 8 weeks. Indeed, Qatar has expressed its frustration at Hamas's unwillingness to engage seriously.
Also at SRNnews.com, leaders of the G20 group of the world's most powerful countries in Rio de Janeiro.
Donald Trump may not be here in Brazil, but he wants the war in Ukraine to end soon, and his presence hangs heavy over the summit as the world prepares for his presidency. President Lula of Brazil wants his summit to discuss global poverty, climate finance, and reform of international institutions. But once again, the focus will be on Ukraine, the Middle East, and yes, Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, President Biden is attending the G20 summit after a stop in Lima for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum and a visit to Brazil's Amazon rainforest. The Biden administration calling on Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid following the recent hurricanes this fall. Biden says additional resources are critical to continue to support communities hit by Helene and Milton and other natural disasters. Largest share of that money, about $40 billion, will go to the main disaster relief fund at FEMA. This is SRN News. A new study on faith and loneliness.
It comes from the American Bible Society, and it reveals that Christians who are more spiritually engaged are less likely to feel lonely than believers who are not. The poll finds that those who read the Bible regularly, are involved in a church, and practice forgiveness don't feel as isolated. Loneliness is a growing problem in the U.S., with about 75% of the general population reporting being lonely at least some of the time, younger people especially. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, the president had vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on those very issues that he's been talking about. This is SRN News. That Thanksgiving dinner will be a little more expensive this year, but correspondent Ed Donahue says there are ways for families to save a few dollars if you are willing to shop around.
Walmart has a 29-item offer, a frozen turkey and side dishes for less than $55. It serves eight, adding up to less than $7 per person. Brenda Holloway in Columbus, Ohio says grocery shopping, especially now, is stressful.
Should I choose this item with this pricing, or should I not because, you know, you have other bills?
Target's version of a Thanksgiving meal for four people costs $20. Robin Wenzel is with Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute.
Be proactive, shop around, look for the deals.
Wenzel says, for example, some name brand versions of cranberry sauce are less expensive than the store brands. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at SRNnews.com. I'm Jason Walker.